Unit 15. Graph Writing. March 25th. Basic Sample. The first graph shows how cases of lung cancer have risen in Taiwan over the last 60 years. The rate had been increasing steadily. However, from the middle of the 1980s, the rate began to increase sharply. The second graph shows the air quality in Taiwan during the same period. Again, the number of days during which the PM level in the air is above the safe level has been rising over the years. We also see a significant increase in the frequency of this from 1986 onwards. Scientists have known for a long time that air pollution causes cancer. There are other causes, such as smoking, but pollution is a big factor. Based on these two graphs, we can see there is likely a connection between air pollution and lung cancer. It seems that the more serious the air pollution becomes, the more likely people are to suffer from lung cancer. As a student, I can help reduce air pollution by using public transportation instead of traveling by scooter or car. I can also inform my friends about the effects of air pollution to raise awareness about this growing problem. Hopefully, these steps will help improve the air quality, as well as everyone's health in the future. Advanced Sample. The first graph displays the increasing frequency of lung cancer cases in Taiwan over the last 60 years. The rate climbed steadily until the mid-1980s. However, from the middle of the 1980s, the rate began to increase alarmingly. The second graph concerns air pollution and the number of days per year during which the PM2.5 safe level is exceeded. Once again, we see a steady increase until approximately 1986, at which point the air pollution became significantly worse. Scientists have long known and studied the relationship between air pollution and lung cancer. Though there are other causes of lung cancer, such as smoking, air pollution is certainly a major factor. Based on the statistics shown in these two graphs, we can see there is a probable connection between increasing air pollution and the frequency of lung cancer. One immediate hypothesis is that the worse the air pollution becomes, the more likely people are to develop lung cancer. Though I'm only a student, I can try to cut down air pollution by utilizing public transportation, rather than traveling by scooter or car. I can also inform my friends and relatives about the threat posed by air pollution, with a goal of raising awareness about this growing issue. Hopefully, these measures will not only help to improve our air quality, but also help people to stay healthy in the future.